Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 31st of March, starting off with 88 Energy, where got the lines all over the place. As some people have said, they can't actually work out where I get my lines from. I normally get them from the chart, actually. But here we've got a situation where I think the first, second, and third line have all been hit. There's actually a fourth line here, which could be appropriate, one from November. If we break through the 4 pence level on an end-of-day close basis, that looks a bit unlikely today, but there is a possibility that if we did actually clear 4 pence or 3.9 pence area, 6 pence could be on tap for 88 Energy fans. In the meantime, I suppose the place to look at the moment is today's low, the top of the latest gap at 3.2 pence. If you're still long on the shares, then an end-of-day close back below that would be the technical stop loss. Otherwise, there's possibility of looking for the yesterday's high at around the 2.85 pence as potential support and a potential place to try and catch a rebound for the shares if we actually fall that far. Back on to a stock which is good to see it back, Advanced Energy, so hence a slight celebration of its return to the market. You never know with these things. Once they go, they sometimes don't come back. But Advanced Energy, we had a rising trend channel before the suspension, and top of the channel there was up to 0.42 pence. That's still the target that we're looking for, and that's valid, I suppose, especially while we remain above the latest support area around 0.24. So above 0.24, certainly looking quite keen in terms of 0.42 rather as a top of 2020 price channel target, and that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. Horrible sell-off that we had in Gene Drive earlier in the month, and took a while for me to come back and take a look at it just after you sort of shut your eyes. Here we had a situation where the shares gapped down and even went down below that neckline support, 107 through the 50-day and 200-day moving averages. But what they didn't break actually was the gap. There's a gap there at 59 pence. That's from back in January. And in fact, they found support at the top of the gap at 60 pence. So in fact, that is actually a buy signal in its own right, and above 60 pence on an end of day close basis, something I missed because I shut my eyes. We actually have at least an intermediate bullish setup. First target here would be the bottom of the gap that we had. That is at 90 pence, also ties in with the 200-day moving average. End of day close above 90 pence, and then we'd be looking at that old 107 pence late February support. So 60, 90, and 107 in the frame at the moment on Gene Drive, if you still are in that situation or looking to be in that situation. On to Ironbell, which is one of the stocks that I'm covering again this week after the triumph of yesterday's look at the stock where it gapped through the February resistance line and closed well. We've actually also broken yesterday's high at 0.6, so above 0.6, looking for 0.9 at the top of the rising trend channel from back in November, something which was suggested yesterday. On to MediaZest, which has been a difficult customer over the months and even years. We had a gap through that line of resistance yesterday, and quite a sort of spike for the stock yesterday. Today we fill the gap, but we bounce back nicely, and the view is that while we're above that broken February resistance line at 0.1, we could retest February resistance at 0.17, 0.18 itself over the next few weeks. If you are a dreamer and you want to see this stock really hit the heights, we're looking for a resistance line target from March last year as high as 0.33 or 0.34 over the next couple of months. Clearly, we would need to have a decent close through 0.18 before we do that. Stock which has been requested, and it's a good idea. I did actually cover it before. I think before it had gone up too much. But here we've got My Health checked, and it just looks as though the shares are starting to break the March resistance line there around 4.5 pence. So 4.5 pence plus on an end-of-day close basis. And we're looking to the top of that rising trend channel from back in December at 6 pence. That could be seen as soon as the end of next month. If you're looking at the bigger picture, you'll have to rely on one of my out of thin hair, thin air rather, thin hair as well, out of thin air resistance lines, targets at 9 pence, and that would be seen, I suppose, over the month or two after any 6 pence target there. But at the moment, about 4.5, looking for 6 pence by the end of next month for My Health Checked. On to stock which has been bubbling around for quite a while now, Microsaic. You can see it's sort of 2 month consolidation around the 0.2 pence level. That may continue, but just looking at the RSI indicator here, we've got a break above the neutral 50 level. The MACD indicator also looks as though it's ready to give a little bit of a buy signal. We also had last week a bear trap down to 0.18, so that does suggest that 0.2 is the natural support for this market, and above 0.2 we could at least head up back to the low 0.3s for the shares sometime during March. But let's see how that goes. Early days yet really for that situation. Another requested stock, Remote Monitored Systems. Here we are bouncing. Well, we've had quite a few disappointments through the 3 pence level. We had the last little spike earlier this month up to 2.9. But it's a test for support that we've got here now. Back at the 200-day moving average at 1.43 pence. The 200-day line looking to hopefully come into play like the 50-day line did in October. So while there's no end-of-day close back below the 200-day moving average at 1.43 pence, we're looking for at least a return back towards the 50-day line at 2.12 pence. But we just need to snap that general trend that we've had of lower highs, which have been in place since the end of January. So probably this stage, either buying the 200-day line or waiting for a clearance of the 50-day moving average at 2.12 is the way to go. Alternatives would be to wait for the RSI to get back above neutral 50. It's only 39 at the moment, so there's a bit of waiting to do on that. But the reward, if we do get up above the 50-day line and hold there, is an eventual move up to retest the November resistance at 7p. So it may be worth giving away the initial price action in order to target that bigger level over the next month or two. Onto a stock which is a follow-up on the setup that we had earlier in the week. So we had a gap higher off a falling wedge for Symphony Environmental. Today the good news is that we've managed to recover the 50-day moving average at 16.4, and above that looking for the top of a broadening triangle from back in December at 23 pence over the course of April. Supply Me Capital, apparently the company tweeted out that there was going to be some news on its way, which is an interesting way of doing things if there is to be news on its way. We've got the stock in a holding pattern here between the 50-day moving average at 0.3 and a line of resistance from December at 0.6. So you can wait for an end-of-day close above 0.6 on Supply Me if we get that. Otherwise, support points towards the 50-day line at 0.453. And the main support here, I suppose, at the March low, which was down there at 0.43. So 0.43, 0.53, and 0.6 pence, the levels at the moment for Supply Me Capital. 3.6, obviously, we've got then 0.71, the December, late December peak. But the ideal scenario here is that we remain within this rising trend channel. That's been in place since April last year, and that's has its floor at 0.53. And above that, the notional target for fans of Supply Me, and I know there are one or two, would be up to the top of the channel at 1.2 pence over the next 2 to 3 months. Finishing off with another private investor favourite, maybe not quite such a favourite as it used to be. We've got UK Oil and Gas, where we had a decent move here. Sort of echoes a bit of what we saw at Microsaic with that mid-March little one-day little push down towards 0.1. But the natural support here looks to be around the 0.12 to 0.13 level. And while we're above 0.12 at least, looking towards the 200-day moving average at 0.16, which percentage-wise would be quite a result. And then we can look at where we might head after that. But as you can see, the shares have been at or below the 200-day moving average for rather a long time. I think we're going back to November, the halcyon days of November 2019, since the shares of UK Oil and Gas were back above their 200-day moving average. So to have that as the initial target here while we're above 0.12, I think would be something of a result. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.